Last Sunday, the Church prayed, Almighty God, you have poured into our hearts the true light of your incarnate word. Grant that this light may shine forth in our lives. Through the same Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. We dare to approach the Almighty God, not because of anything we have done, but because he sent the true light of the incarnate word to redeem us from sin, death, and the power of the devil. All prayer comes from faith. Trust that our Heavenly Father will indeed answer our petition for our eternal benefit and for his glory. Even as we pray for temporal blessings, we pray as children who do not truly understand the consequences of our desires. At times, the best answer God could give is no, for the very thing we desire may be harmful. At times, the best answer God can give is wait, for all things are done in his time for the good of those who trust in him. At times, the best answer God can give is yes, for the temporal blessing we seek is according to God's will. When we pray for spiritual blessings, for faith, for forgiveness, for wisdom, God always answers yes. Jesus told his disciples and the church, Whatever you ask in my name, this I will do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask me anything in my name, I will do it. Thus we are bold to pray, not because of our goodness, but because Jesus has invited us to pray in his name, because of his righteousness. May our Lord grant us faith to pray without ceasing, to recognize that our Heavenly Father hears us for the sake of his Son. Amen.